Hello and welcome to another edition of Coach's Corner, powered by Com1. I'm your host, Matt Shear. This week, we will hear from Humboldt Wildcats head volleyball coach Carol Waldorf and Humboldt head football coach Derek Elman. The Humboldt volleyball team completed their first week of the preseason on Friday under new head coach Carol Waldorf, who returns to the sideline for the first time since 2022. I caught up with Waldorf Friday.
I'm really excited. We actually went over to Iowa City earlier this week and did some scrimmaging. And all summer we hadn't had all of the girls in the gym at one time. It was kind of just pieces. And so it was really the first time they had played together. And their discipline and just the level of volleyball they were playing at already on day one of that is probably the best I've seen for a really long time. So it was really fun. They're super competitive group. They're very talented, just very disciplined. So we ended up going 4-2 over there, beat some really good teams, and it was just fun to see them actually play at a high level. So
you're liking what you're seeing early from this group?
I am, a lot. And I just think there's so much depth and just ability to play different positions and just like a lot of versatility on the team. And that makes me feel good, you know, just going into the season. There's just so many pieces that can go in so many places that it's going to be fun to work with them.
So have you kind of figured out some positions yet for this team, kind of how things are going to line up?
Yeah, I'm really glad we went to the scrimmages. We haven't done that before. We've always done more of a team camp type thing. So we just went and played. So we played against some teams over in the Iowa City area, and it gave me some time to put different people in different positions and just kind of see who thrived in the positions. So yeah, I think we kind of narrowed it down by the second day, but obviously they're always competing to stay on the court or be on the court. So I think we kind of had a pretty good lineup by the end of the 2 days, and it looked really good.
What's the message going into this year for the team?
I mean, just having fun and being competitive. I mean, their ultimate goal is to make state, and I think that they have the talent to do so. So being disciplined and being competitors are the biggest thing. I mean, they have to want it. They can't take days off. They can't take points off like during matches. So just always competing the whole time. So probably discipline and competing are like the two things that we've pushed the hardest this summer.
Where this team was a year ago, right on the cusp of making a state tournament appearance, what are the aspirations for this group this year?
They all believe it. I mean, and that's, I think, one of the biggest parts is to have that mindset that you can actually do it. So they were so close last year, and I think part of the problem going into that Western Christian game last year was the discipline. We just would let too many points in a row go, and then it's hard. And then we were just always fighting back from a deficit instead of coming out and being on top. So I think they didn't like that feeling. And this group is competitors, so I think that they want to be on the other end of that this year. So, and I think seeing what we have from day one of this season, I think we're already starting off better than even where we finished last season. So it's exciting.
What would you say the strengths of this team are this year?
They're really good teammates. It's a really good group of girls. So, I mean, just the way that they interact with each other and just their camaraderie is really good. We have, as far as offense, we have some really talented hitters. So I think that's going to be fun. And setting wise, I mean, super talented setters. And that makes a huge difference. Honestly, I think that's probably one of the game changers when you're looking at different levels of state. We can push a quick offense. And our passing and defense has been great too. So much more discipline than last year. I mean, we're reading the ball better. We're getting around blocks better. So just our overall defense and just aggressiveness just seems different this year already. So it's going to be fun.
And then we're just a few weeks away from that first tournament of the year. What's the message going into those first games for this team in a couple of weeks?
I think one of the biggest thing is being prepared, just working on all areas of our game and being prepared in every aspect of it is going to be the biggest thing. We are adding, so we did the scrimmages this week preseason, and then we actually have two scrimmages that we're going to add to our calendar. So we're going down to Ankeny Centennial and scrimmaging, and then Johnston, and just kind of working through some of those kinks before we enter the season so we know what to work on. And I think just being prepared. I mean, they have the talent. They have the leadership. I mean, we have good pieces to the game. I just think it's more having that confidence of just being prepared and knowing that they can do it before stepping on, like, you know, for actual games that count to your record. So.
And then finally for you, you're back on the sidelines after a couple of years. What was it like being able to coach this group at a preseason matchup?
I loved it. I didn't know. I mean, honestly, I was a little nervous going into it just because it's been a couple of years since I've coached, but I absolutely loved it. I love being able to give feedback and just teaching the game to the girls. And it is a fun group and they're super coachable. So they're wanting to, you know, have that feedback and gain that discipline. So they're pretty easy to coach. So that makes it, I mean, that makes my job a lot easier too. So
well, appreciate it, coach, and best of luck.
Yeah, thank you.
The Humboldt football team wrapped up their first week of camp on Friday as they head into the first official week of practice Monday. I caught up with Hellman after camp concluded Friday.
Yeah, you know, I think just over the course of the 3 days of camp, saw a lot of good things out of our kids, a lot of hustle, a lot of excitement to play football. You know, I think our kids transition from one sport to another so well, you know, and we have so many kids that play multiple sports, so they're always competitive, and that's what I love to see in practice. Tonight during camp, I think we dropped a grand total of 3 balls, so to be 3 days in and have that many catches on a night is pretty dang good during our team period. Overall, though, I've been real excited about this group. Our seniors are stepping up big time. It's just a ton of fun to see the team be theirs, you know, that first opportunity for them to be out in front of all the guys and to take ownership in the team. It's pretty special.
What is it looking like at quarterback early?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, we have a front runner in Jackson Flaherty. You know, he's done everything he needs to do to be our guy at quarterback. Works extremely hard. He's in the weight room every day. He does everything that we ask him to. So him as a leader has been great. We have a junior, Cooper Thiesvild, who's also a receiver. So he's playing some quarterback, playing some receiver. It's awesome to see, you know, just a guy who's willing to step in and take maybe the part of that backup role as a junior. And then Caden Ferdine is a sophomore, and it's been great to see his growth and maturation over the course, you know, over the last year. And I've been real pleased with all three of those guys and the way they're really pushing each other and helping each other out.
And then, Coach, speaking of the receivers, it's pretty plentiful in that receiving room, even though he did lose a couple. What you got coming back?
Absolutely. You know, with two guys coming back, that's always a good thing. You know, we've got competition at tight end and H-back. It's been great to see that, you know. And then what I also love is we've got some guys that haven't played that receiver position but are still going to, you know, look to help the team in whatever way that they can. We just have a bunch of guys that are really working hard in that group, and Jacob Gears is another one that's looked really good early on in camp. And you know, at tight end we got Brayden Swanson, and then Dane Clark have done a tremendous job showing leadership there as well.
And then running back, you have two guys who were featured last year. One of them seems to be looking to make a really big presence here this year, in Cash McIntyre.
Absolutely. You know, both guys have had a great summer. You know, Cash doesn't play a summer sport and Jackson's a baseball guy, so Jackson competed all summer and Cash just worked hard, worked in the weight room, and of course Jackson was in there every day too. And so it's just awesome to see those guys. They competed at a high level. They're fun to watch.
And then defensively, a lot coming back as well for this group.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and I think it all starts with, you know, Brody Hendricks, who's in his third year, and just in what he's able to do. You know, he quietly leads the state currently in returners with tackles for a loss, which is just crazy to think about. He had a tremendous season last year, and, you know, Cale Donahue is just the anchor at linebacker. It's so impressive to see his leadership. His leadership has been top-notch since he took that position a year ago.
Defensive backs.
Zane's going to be a 3-year starter. He's just a guy who does everything you ask. Just a workhorse type kid. Got a lot of competition at that other spot. Chase Flaherty will be in the mix there. Zach Thiesfeld again. And then safety's kind of an open book, you know. We've got a bunch of guys vying for spots there, vying for that spot. So just overall, you know, I think we've got a lot of guys that want to play. which I think helps us in the long run. I think it gives us the opportunity to play a lot of kids.
You got first practice coming up on Monday. It's the excitement of getting practice underway after a week at camp.
You know, I love camp. I love that we get to have our young kids involved. I love that our middle school kids get to be a part of our high school camp. I love that we do our youth camp, but there's nothing better than that first Monday of practice. You know, when we really get after with just our high school kids and split into two groups, and it helps us a lot, you know, when we can have two groups going at once with our young guys, you know, on defense, our old guys on offense, and then flipping the script and having them change positions. It allows us to have more meetings. It's so much more enjoyable to get that practice going.
Appreciate it, Coach.
Yep.
Thank you.
Yep, go Cats.
With that, we will conclude this week's edition of Coach's Corner, powered by Com1. I'm your host, Matt Shear. Tune in next week for another edition of Coach's Corner.